Hi, I'm Ari, and this is Gemba Talks. At Fortive, we go to Gemba. We search for facts and solutions in the only place that they naturally reveal themselves, the place where the work is done. Today, I'm talking to Israel Algimdige, VP of Analytics at Fortive. Israel, thank you so much for sitting and talking with me today. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you for having me, first of all. Israel Algimdige, I'm the VP of Analytics for Fortive. And I lead the AIDA team, which is the Artificial Intelligence Data and Analytics team there.
Okay, and so what do you do at the Fort leading that team?
Our trust is to build artificial intelligence applications for both our customers and our internal operating companies. So we have a team of people that are focused on data science, and then we partner with the operating companies to build new products and services.
What hand do you have specifically in that?
So I lead the team. I like to talk about our mission as a three-legged stool. One is to build capabilities alongside the operating companies. The second one is to connect Fortive in terms of digital. So there's a lot of activity going on around the digital space at the different operating companies, but very few people know what others are doing. So part of our mission is to connect and let people know what's going on. And then the third part of that is to create awareness and create thought leadership. So we do plan events and webinars to make sure that people understand the opportunities of AI and also to help identify opportunities within their operating companies.
So have you had any success in creating the sense of connection between the operating companies and in your mission of almost creating like a safe space for people to share information, it sounds like?
Absolutely. We've done a few webinars since we started the practice. But most importantly, we had a conference in Pittsburgh 3 weeks ago where we brought together the practitioners from within Fortive. So 17 operating companies were represented there. And we had a rich dialogue around use cases, algorithms, and applications that was very well received.
So will that, you know, it was called the Data Summit, right?
Correct.
Okay. So will that become an annual thing? Is there any a dream of having it kind of quarterly, or what's the vision there?
I'm hoping that we can do it at least once a year. There's also opportunities to leverage some of the work the IoT Council is doing and some of the work that the Software Council is doing to amplify the impact. So we might have a presence in some of those events, but I think our conference will be held once a year. So the Internet of Things Council is essentially a group internal to Fortive where the operating companies are having a rich conversation around what is the Internet of Things? How do we create devices that are able to communicate data and collect data, and how do we create new value for both our customers and Fortive in that space?
Who's in this council?
Most of the operating companies are represented. There is a huge representation from Fluke, for example. Dynapark is there. Initial State is there. Industrial Scientific is there. So there's a pretty broad representation from across the company.
I know that in today's day and age, there's a lot of questioning around data privacy. And with all of the data that you're collecting and using, how are we keeping our customers' data safe?
So that's a question that has many shades, right? I just came back from a conference from the lawyers of Fortive and all the operating companies. And they're ensuring that we have the most strict guidance around privacy and around data rights and access. So it's a responsibility that we take very seriously.
So everybody's involved in making sure that everything is as it should be, both for our companies, our customers, and around the world with the different laws for the different companies.
Absolutely. There's a lot of work around data privacy, for example, based on the new regulations in Europe and other places that we're compliant to.
Yeah, that's great and super important. So kind of just taking a step back, you said that the Fort is co-located with Industrial Scientific in Pittsburgh. How did that happen? Why was that decision made?
I think that was a wise decision that was made before I joined. And I think it had to do with the fact that you know, most of the people that are coming to be part of the Fort, and especially the artificial intelligence team, it's coming from outside of the company, right? So I thought it was wise to have that team co-located with an operating company so that we can not only better integrate with Fortive, but also understand the culture and the cadence of the company. In addition to that, there is great talent, and we have a great relationship with CMU, the Carnegie Mellon University, which, as you know, is one of the premier universities in AI in the world. So I think the choice was very wise, and it's also, we've been very, very fortunate that the industrial scientific team has been very generous in hosting us and making sure that we have the IT infrastructure, the HR infrastructure that we need to grow the team.
That's great. And so I know that the Fort is kind of like a multi-pronged institution almost. So there's the AIDA team, right? The Artificial Intelligence and Data Analytics team. There's the Growth Accelerators portion of it. And then what are the other pieces that make up the Fort?
You know, I think about it as an operation that has three different sides, right? Some of it is the work that the Growth Accelerator and the innovation team does. And the whole idea is to be able to create innovation faster and for a lot less money than it will typically take. That implies that we do a lot of experimentation, that we abide by the lean startup principles, et cetera. And that work obviously is influential in creating new businesses for Fortive. The other side of the business is what we do, which is all around artificial intelligence and data and analytics, right? So can we help the operating companies get to value faster with AI technology? And then the third part of that is the work that John leads, John Rodkin, and that is all around creating an ecosystem of capabilities and partnerships that can get us not only to invest wisely in the right technologies, but also to create the right partnerships to get to value.
That's super beneficial for the business, as well as also the networking within the Fort and the teams that you lead there, it sounds like.
Correct. And, you know, our work is all informed by the operating companies. Mm-hmm. You know, John's activities are fueled by the needs of the operating companies. My work is fueled by the value that we create for them, et cetera.
So how can our different teams around the world tap into your resources? How can they get into your pipeline to submit projects to receive this data analytics and AI help?
So it's not a terribly formal process yet. A lot of the opportunities that we uncover are either because people will call me or call the team. Also, as I travel and I meet the operating companies and I learn about what products and digital tools they're designing, I learn a lot about what their needs are. So far, it's been a lot of just the operating companies reaching out to us to say, hey, I have this type of problem, can you help? And then that typically engages a workflow where we start having a conversation around the problem that they're trying to solve, the data that they might have to solve it, the systems in which that data resides, and then how do we turn that idea into a use case that's also, it's not only backed up by their desire to build it, but also by the value that we discover together or that we identified and quantified together.
Do you have any examples of that you can share?
Yes, we have a ton of work that we have underway. I think I've talked previously on some of the work that we've done with Jalvarco and Bitterroot, where essentially they're trying to optimize the flow rate for dispensers, and they have a specific customer in mind that requires their pumps to be operating at fuel efficiency all the time because they typically have a very long line of people waiting to fuel. So we work with them to design an algorithm that essentially allows them to predict when the filters in the dispensers need to be changed so that the flow rate can be optimized. So we're working with MicroTools to identify within their network distributors that might be having financial issues. And so the idea is to identify early trends of performance issues so that they can then engage their support teams to help them improve their business. We're also working with Fluke in doing some demand forecasting. We are working with Gordian, for example, in some innovative artificial intelligence work to normalize data that they have collected over the years and build prediction tools that can help a customer accurately forecast what a project will cost. We're working with Accruent, for example, on their IoT platform so that we can better predict when equipment is going to fail. So we have about 15 projects altogether that we're engaged in today from across the different operating companies.
Wow, that's a ton. And it's all super interesting work too.
It is fun, yeah.
So Do you have like specific collaboration models of any kind?
So yes, essentially we're trying to meet the operating companies where they are in their digital journey, right? And so some operating companies don't have any internal resources in data science. So with them, we aim to co-create. And so we build a team of their experts and our people, and we work together in solving a problem. That's the model that I like the most, and I think it's the one where both organizations benefit the most. We also have a model where we guide the operating companies. If they already have resources that are dedicated to data projects, then we can be an advisor to them, and we can also help them with to complement their teams if that is necessary. And then there is another type of engagement where the operating company has chosen a third-party provider. So they have a tool, for example, that allows them to build the application faster. And so for those kinds of operating companies, we provide them guidance on vetting that vendor, making sure that we can use a Fortive ecosystem to drive better terms and conditions.
As people listening, or maybe some of the teams you're already working with, are thinking through both the collaboration models and how to drive their digital journeys throughout their businesses, how can somebody learn more maybe about your team or the work you're doing to understand if it's applicable at all to help them in finding a solution to their issues?
We're trying to be resourceful about the materials that we generate and the guidance that we provide. So we have actually created a section without Inside Fortive. So if you go to the Fort and then under that you go into the AIDA team, you will find a collection of resources from presentations to videos to workbooks on R and Python, which are the typical tools that the community uses, to webinars that we have done in the past. So that's a great place to find resources. And always people can also call us, and the contact information is there as well.
Well, Israel, thank you so much for sitting and meeting and discussing this with me today. I learned a ton. I hope that others listening did as well.
Thank you. I'm very, very excited about the work that we're doing because I feel like there's a tremendous enthusiasm within the company to embrace the opportunity. And also every single operating company that I've talked to is really interested in working together. So that's a really refreshing thing to find.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Thank you.
Thanks.